Welcome back to the greatest Houston-based podcast in the world, the Weekly D Podcast. I'm your host, Danny G. And today we got special guest host, the producer himself, Mr. Chris Bowen.
I thought you'd come and put to Jesus for a second. I was like, he's going to do it. I don't have the hair anymore. I don't have the hair anymore. You can't. Fuck you. I don't have the hair. You need to make a Buddy Jesus sticker or like an emoji.
You look like an out of shape Spider-Man now.
Oh, which one? Andrew, Toby, or definitely not Tom. Toby? Okay, that makes sense. You call me like I'm fucking 55? Okay, thanks, bro. Appreciate that. But yeah, what's up? I'm here.
But yeah, you're here. We're recording TWD 179 again.
Yeah, because I fucked up.
Because you done fucked up our audio the first time. You know, the shittiest part about that was it was one of the best episodes we've had. And no one will ever get to hear it.
We will know, though. It's really funny because we have it saved on our program to use to record. And it's just funny, like, watching you guys just stare into space while I'm talking. But oh, it's like, there's no one there. You're just like... yeah. I was like, what the fuck are they saying? Well, only we know, and I actually don't know, because most of us, we're just winged it most of the time last time, but like, goddamn. I did know I said I would let my wife be a porn star. I know he had a big conversation about that. That was a thing.
You did say that. You said that. I supreme and let your wife be a porn star.
I stick to my guns, and yes. She's getting paid money to have other men.
You'd be the white Will Smith, right?
Okay, no, I'm not letting my wife shave her head. I'm sorry. That's just weird, bro. I don't know. Jada Pinkett looks like a goddamn snake. Like, you ever just look at her head and you're like...
Oh, she just looks evil. Like, let's be honest. You look at her, you look at the pictures of her, she just looks like a fucking villain.
You know what makes me really sad? Did you ever watch Gotham? It was like the live-action version of, like, showing, like, Bruce Wayne growing up in Gotham.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's in there for the first two seasons. I'm like, damn, she's so fine. Yeah, she's the evil lady. I'm like, damn, you realize who she is? Like, oh,
makes sense.
Confused boner. What's going on? I don't know. But yeah.
But I mean, like, she's a real life villain. Like, she's ruined Will Smith and his career.
Dude, Will Smith is like the cuck that shouldn't have been a cuck. That's what he is. Oh,
for real. You hear those crazy allegations that he's apparently gay too?
Dude, okay, speaking of that, so you know how Hugh Jackman got divorced recently?
Uh-huh.
Apparently, the reason why he got divorced because he's gay.
No way.
That's why my mom was like, Chris, you think Wolverine's gay? No, there's no way. That man has to slay pussy. If he turned out to be gay, I'm like, he's lying. It's for publicity, bro. He just wants more press. That's it. No. I refuse.
He's just trying to fit in with the trends.
the only way I'll accept Hugh Jackman is if he's gay, if him and Ryan Reynolds turn out to be a couple. That's the only reason I'll let him be gay.
Bro, what if they do some gay shit like in the next Deadpool?
I feel like they're going to do that, and I think that's the whole reason why. Did you watch like the post-credits scenes from Deadpool 2?
I did, but a long time ago. I don't remember them off the top of my head.
It's pretty. He's gonna do some sussy stuff.
It's a bromance, bro. I mean, everyone's a little sus with their bros.
But who would be a better bromance? Colossus with Deadpool in the movies, or would it be Wolverine and Deadpool?
Hmm,
the Colossus and Deadpool's bromance is pretty on there. Like they already touched dicks. Well, they did, Deadpool right? has, and Colossus has also had Deadpool semen on his face.
I think they're a little more ahead than
just a little bit. But yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, I can't see either of those two guys being gay. But I mean, that's some serious allegations, bro.
Next thing we know, Jason Momoa and Ben Affleck are.
Isn't Ben Affleck like on the edge of his rope right now? He was like burnt down in Batman, I think, or some shit. I don't remember, but there was like a whole thing about him being Batman just being burnt the fuck out.
The problem is he got married to Jennifer Lopez again. You would think he would have learned the first time.
Dude, bro, Jennifer Gardner, though, his wife after Lopez / before Lopez, dude, she's so fine.
She's a hottie.
She's also going to be in Deadpool 3.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No shit.
She's reprising her role for Elektra.
Nice.
Yeah, so I'm excited. There's a lot of... This is going to be a stacked movie, I'm hoping. You know,
I'm hoping because, like, honestly, I've kind of lost interest in Marvel movies.
Oh, dude, for sure.
I'm not going to lie. Like, after Endgame, I was like, all right. Like, I'm good.
I think for me, it was after watching, like, Doctor Strange 2.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, yeah, actually even... Fun. Or Loki, like after watching Loki, because with the ending of Loki, they did the multiverse. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, there's just so much shit that they're trying to include, like with the multiverse, and like it.
My thing is, if they would have included like the Daredevil show, like incorporated it with the MCU, and the Punisher show with the MCU, I'd be all in, because that was like a gritty Marvel that we've never seen before.
Oh, that's very true. Yeah, that they gotta play the Punisher, which is definitely the best Punisher we've had so far.
Yeah, he was fucking dope as a Punisher.
There is still a possibility, because the guy that played Daredevil, it was in Spider-Man No Way Home, and he's hitting the rebooting Daredevil for Disney Plus.
Are they?
Yeah, it's been confirmed. I'm pretty sure.
With the same actors.
Same actor, yeah.
Ooh.
Well, the same Daredevil. I don't know about the other guys. Like his lawyer, what's his partner for the law firm? Yeah, Murdoch.
No, Froggy. Froggy?
No, I think Froggy. Was it? I don't remember.
Murdoch is his fucking Daredevil.
Yeah. My bad. You're right. Matt Murdock. Yeah. But because they introduced Kingpin and Hawkeye.
Yo, Kingpin was fucking dope too in the shows.
He really was, dude. Actually, like
that actor was really good as Kingpin.
I think all the shows that came before Doctor Strange 2 were good. So you had like WandaVision. WandaVision was dope.
So WandaVision's still part of the MCU. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, Daredevil wasn't.
Yeah, they're rebooting it now, so he should be. Like, even I don't ever planning on seeing the Marvels. I'm not.
No.
But they're bringing in they brought back Beast, like the Beast from X-Men 3. So they're bringing the X-Men. So Deadpool, I think, is going to be the bridge that connects the.
I've heard the X-Men are supposed to be coming back. Yeah.
Yeah. So they're coming back. So that's excited. But I mean, yeah, Marvel is—they're just trying to, like, unlike DC, like they did it right. They went from like kind of slow to like kind of hard, but now they're doing too much.
Mm-hmm.
Like with Doctor Strange 2 and Multiverse of Madness, Ant-Man 3 was kind of a clusterfuck. But
Doctor Strange 2, I watched it high as shit, and that was the most trippy movie I've ever seen.
About his third eye. I haven't seen it high. I don't smoke anymore, but they're just trying to do way too much.
Or pop a mushroom or two. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, I don't want. I just watched this show called Obliterated. It's on Netflix. Uh-huh. It's about this like highly trained anti-terrorist team in America, and they like find a bomb. And so what happens is like their bosses take some time off, so they literally throw a massive fucking rager.
I saw the trailer for it.
It's actually, I finished it. It's really fucking good. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, it's really good. Lots of titties. So
okay, definitely gonna put it on my list.
But what happens in it is they're just rager, right? And then they take Molly. Some dude eats a whole guacamole thing of shrooms. Doesn't realize it until after. And he's a pilot, so he's a helicopter pilot, right? So that was funny. They take acid. They take shrooms, obviously. Some guy takes horse tranquilizer. So they all get really fucked up. And it turns out that the bomb that they got was actually a fake bomb.
Oh, shit.
So their boss has to fucking – they call them back like, hey, you guys good? And we're like, yeah. And they basically carry out the whole mission while they're like really fucked up. And the best part is the guy who's the pilot is seeing this little gremlin guy the entire time. And he's so fucking confused.
Oh, my God.
Because he never so this guy was a straight edge guy. He didn't do drugs. He didn't drink. So he had no idea. He had no idea that the guac was full of shrooms. So he ate it and like,
shit. Yeah,
it's the funniest shit.
Fuck, it's really good,
dude. I can 10 out of 10 recommend, bro. It's really fucking funny.
Yeah. All right, I'm gonna watch it. I watched Batman today, the one with the guy from Twilight.
The Batman. Yeah, that one's pretty good.
Really? I thought it was so fucking boring, dude.
I mean, I thought it was better than fucking, I thought it was okay. Like, they did the storyline correctly, and they're setting it up for, it's going to be based on a comic book storyline.
Yeah.
So I thought they did the setup pretty well, that's why I liked it. It was slow as fuck.
It was good, but it was so fucking slow.
It was slow as fuck,
like,
I will say
there was no excitement in it.
Well, there were some, there was explosions.
I don't know, I felt like the movie was edging me the whole time, right? Like, I was just ready to bust at any moment, and it never got there for me.
Bro, that's like the whole thing with me and Hereditary. You know how that big horror movie from 2021?
Yeah.
Dude, I was just like, Kyle was like, bro, it's so good. And I got it. And the entire time I was like, okay.
It was so slow.
Dude, it was so fucking slow.
And then the ending wasn't like the best. It was trippy, right? A little confusing.
It was very trippy.
Like when the mom starts smashing her head on the ceiling.
That was funny.
Fucking crazy. Yeah. But it was like.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I mean, I kind of wanted to make a second one.
Such a hard thing to do, though.
I feel like, I mean, if you do it right, I mean, like, so, like, Halloween.
The thing to do it right nowadays is really hard because the right has already been done, right?
True.
And now you can make the what worked a little bit better with special effects, but the story is irrelevant. Or I think Halloween's the only one that's done a good job of like keeping it going.
Or have you seen the Actually, Terrifier? Scream has done really good.
Scream, although the Jenna Ortega and the other girl quit.
Yeah, no, they didn't want to get fired because she was doing some sort of like anti-Semitic like stuff on Twitter or some shit, or someone claimed that she had posted something like that.
So the other chick, I think her name is Melissa Barrera, something like that. She posted something on Twitter pro Palestine, and like the writers like wrote her off the movie.
So oh, that's right.
Then Jenna Ortega was like, "Well, fuck this! If you're gonna fire her over this, I quit."
Yeah,
some ass shit, dude. For an upcoming artist, actress, it's like, fuck y'all, I got Wednesday.
Basically, yeah. I mean, she's also
she's like, I got that Wednesday, buddy. Fuck all you guys.
She's also considered a scream queen. Yeah, scream queen so far. Even though she's only been in like a couple of like horror, like big horror things. So I mean, yeah. she has a lot. She's got a big name for herself too. But yeah, they definitely shit the bed by doing that.
I know, because Sam Carpenter was such a good character in that movie,
and also bought like a kind of like a sort of redeeming act of Billy Loomis in a sense, because you know, as his daughter.
Yeah.
But I'm, another series has been good. Did you ever watch Terrifier?
I watched it. I mean, it's super gory. It's kind of funny.
It's really dark humor. he's just sitting there like literally shanking some bitch while fucking smiling, going.
Yeah, he's just so cynical.
But I mean, I think what people try to do nowadays is they try to do too much on a shock factor of like horror movies, which they didn't really do that much in like the 80s when they were big. Yeah. Except I think like the biggest movie that did shock factor was probably The Exorcist, because that shit had a lot of fucking shock factor.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, what they don't do anymore is like the classical, like kind of like the Michael Myers kills, like
the slasher films. Yeah.
Even with the new Halloweens, like Halloween, the sequel to it was good. But Halloween Kills kind of fucked it up, and then Halloween Ends was just a fucking terrible, like...
Yeah, it was kind of like the Texas Chainsaw Massacre series, right?
Oh, that's very true.
Like, they did good, and then they just went off the rails and fucked it all up.
And they keep rebooting it, too, so they keep fucking up the lore.
It gets worse and worse.
It really does. I mean, the newest movie that came out in 2021 was fucking horrible.
Where there were a bunch of actors?
I think so, yeah. Yeah. I don't turn off movies very often, but yeah, I had to turn that movie off. Usually I can go power through it.
Yeah. Have you ever watched Pearl?
I need to watch it. I need for them to be free because I'm broke right now. I can't afford to buy
them. I don't remember which one I watched. I think it was X.
Was that the one with the gator?
I think so.
Yeah, I heard good things about those movies.
Yeah. That one was with the gator. Fucking disturbing ass movies, but they were pretty good. I mean,
if you're watching a horror movie, do you want it to be tame? Not really.
I mean... Okay, do you know what the concept is, though? Or should I just
let I think I read it, and I think, like, it's, like, she's, like, an inbred person or some shit like that, or, like, her dad, like, has done stuff to her.
Yeah, and she was just trying to get laid, and, like, the other people were filming the porn in her barn. That's so she got jealous, you know? She was trying to get that pipe, and no one wanted to pipe her down. They didn't want to crack those hips, so she started killing everybody.
I mean... To be honest, I'm at that point too where I haven't gotten laid that long. I might start doing that. Edit this out though. In case someone goes missing. Hey, this motherfucker said he hadn't been laid in forever. He might start laying pipe down, but not in the good kind of pipe.
Right. Jeffrey Dahmer resurrected.
I wouldn't eat people, bro. Fuck you. Also, I don't take the pipe, bro. I give the pipe. Fuck you. Did you actually ever watch that Netflix series with them? I tried to watch it, bro. It was weird. You finished it?
Good. Yeah. I think I finished it.
Yeah, dude, are you sure? You don't
pretty sure that anymore. I'm pretty sure I finished it.
I got to episode 4, and I just don't know what it was. I was like, okay. There was something. I mean, it was better than Tiger King, I'll give you that. Tiger King was ass.
Tiger King was hilarious.
Dude, it was so bad. I hated it so much. It was so funny. It was so bad, dude. But yeah, I couldn't finish Dahmer, but I mean...
Carol Baskins.
That's the only thing I remember from that show. That's all I didn't pay. It was like, fucking Carol Baskins.
That and the one chick that got her arm bit off.
Oh, that's right.
The dude that sucked dick for crack, but he was straight.
Dude, that dude was that dude. I don't want to know what he had to do. Dude, that dude had to do shit. That's all I know. He must have done some things, bro. He looked like, if you looked in his eyes and we talked, like he did, he just looked like, bro, set me free, please.
Right.
He's like, he says, he keeps saying I have a purty mouth, dude. I'm missing all my teeth, bro. That's the reason why he likes it.
I do have a purty mouth.
Dude, I love how like as soon as he got famous from that show, he brought himself a whole new mouth, basically.
Oh, yeah, dude, got to, bro. That one was already used and abused. You had to get a new one.
It was used and abused by methamphetamines. Dude, that dude, I don't. And then the other guy, oh yeah, the other guy shot himself. That's right.
Oh yeah,
they were a thruple for a while. I forgot about that.
Right, his famous thruple.
Bro, that dude must have given him like some sort of like roofies or some shit, because those guys are too willing to do things. That's all I have to say.
He had him hooked on drugs, bro. It's a cult.
Oh, that's right. That's what he even said. That, yeah, dude, we had meth. Like, oh, okay. Yeah. it's like James Woods for Family Guy. Ooh, a piece of candy.
Well, what drug will get you to be in a couple?
Oh, no. I don't want to do that.
Oh, my God. Would you ever do a throuple?
Like,
you a girl, she's like, I want a girlfriend. Would you do it?
Oh, yeah. If it's a girl? Yeah, for sure. If it's a guy, no. No. No, which is weird, because I saw my wife be a porn star, but I won't let her be dating another man.
You just let her fuck up, right?
Yeah, she's come home to me. She can't go home to some other motherfucker.
So would you be a swinger?
Nah, I don't know. Maybe. I mean, isn't that like almost like every guy's dream to be able to just go out and fuck her they want to?
What if she tries to convince you to go to a swinger thing, and then she's like, all right, you watch.
That's what a cuck is, bro. I don't want to be Will Smith, bro. No. Fucking takes off her wig, finds out she's bald.
Right.
It's like, oh no, where have I come from? I mean, where have I gone? I don't know what I'm saying anymore. But yeah, no, a thruple maybe, depends. But I mean, like, I heard like thruples are weird.
I mean, I think any relationship with more than two people gets complicated.
That's true.
I don't know, I feel like it'd be too much work.
Kenny's like, if I had to do anything else besides be on the bottom, it's too much work for me, bro. I'm sorry.
I'm okay with fucking. I'm just saying, like, one girl's already enough when you gotta deal with, like, emotions and, you know.
Oh, yeah. What if, like,
come with the relationship? Imagine, I'd be like, okay, I date you, you date her.
Yeah, exactly. That's like, so, like, the other person's emotions are only for, you know, your girl. It's like, okay, that's your problem. You're my problem, okay? So she's having emotions. That's, you got to go take care of that shit. And then if you have an emotion, then I'll take care of you. But like, no. But imagine like their time of the week sings. You're just like, oh no.
Right, because that's the thing, right? If you have women in the house together long enough, they end up sinking.
Yeah, that's like my biggest fear of having kids.
It's like a bloodbath. Imagine they get pissed off, start throwing tampons at you.
Dude, bro. you close the door, like you're having a fight, you close the door, you hear a little splat. You open the door, it's like fucking 15 tampons and stick it to the door. It's like, God damn. That's my biggest fear of having like kids, is like if I have something to have like all girls, I'm just like, oh no. And like back to back. I'm not planning on having kids like, you know, like that'd be like, they're like 1 year apart. Like planning on having like at least 3 years apart, so that way I can get settled with the first one, so they can walk and like eat an apple and shit by themselves. Then have another one, and then like if I want three, have like one of like, so that way there will be one that's at seven, so it could be a babysitter. The other thing is like if you have three kids, bro, you have no personal time.
That is true. Oh no, I'm still trying to knock them out back to back. Give me three back to back. Now in 18 years, I'm done.
He's like, we're good. Okay, you're out of here. Go. Man, I'm surprised I don't have any kids by accident. I mean, it's a blessing, but I'm also like, okay.
You know, awesome. I am too. I always fear that I'm going to get a call one day.
you do that too? I make sure my phone number is not in the yellow pages, so they will never find me.
You know, before I got married, my wife made me go through all my contacts and call people that I wasn't.
No fucking way.
Like, hey, do I have a kid?
It's like, hey, I didn't pull out that one time. Are you sure I don't have a kid? Actually, the question for you, we can cut this if you don't want to. I mean, you don't want to keep it in there. So if a guy refusing to pull out, is that like when you tell him to, like if you're dating somebody, like if your girl tells you to pull out when you're not trying to conceive, like would you pull out or would you just keep it in there?
Well, I don't know. It depends.
What does it depend on?
It depends on the moment, you know?
I guess that makes sense.
Also depends, like, am I willing to risk it for the biscuit, right?
See, right now I can't, which if I'm poor. I can't risk shit for the biscuit, bro. I'm sorry.
That's perfect. They can't get you on child support if you're not making money.
That's true. It's actually true. You want child support? Well, guess what, bitch? What? I'm on fucking goddamn federal food stamps. What do you want?
Like, you can't get my unemployment check.
Oh, it's true. So maybe I should be risking for the biscuit. Then fuck. I'm playing life all wrong, bro. They can't get me by the balls.
No, it's for some reason girls tend to like guys that don't have a job.
That's true. I've been getting hit on so often, and I don't have a job. And they're like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, well, I would go out.
As soon as you get a job, they're like, "Nah, he's too busy."
Dude, that's actually happened before. I get an actual job. I was talking to this really hot chick once, and I get like, she was like, because I had so much free time, she would just always call me. As soon as I get a job, but then like the first 2.5 weeks, I'm just like, "Where'd you go?" I'm like, "Oh, you just don't have any time anymore." I'm like, "I have a job, bitch." Like, what do you want me to do? I was like, "Well, you still have so much time." Like, yeah, it's called being unemployed. Right. I need money. Well, she's like, "You just seem so far." I'm like, I'm working, motherfucker. What do you want from me?
I'm trying to pay bills.
Like, shit, I want to play Magic, bro. I got to buy cardboard. Fuck bills, bro. I'm trying to buy Magic cards. Trying to live that nerd life, bro. Come on. Bro, do you know what's funny? Girls are also, like, super into nerds.
They are. It's like, yeah. Nerds is a new thing, right?
It is. Apparently, being nerd is cool. I told a girl I watch anime fucking pants go whoop. Straight down. Yeah. Nerds are cool now, guys. Everyone go watch One Piece. Everyone go watch One Piece. I know you saw the live action already. Just go watch the anime. It's better. Go. Go even though Naruto. It's... Fuck Naruto. Naruto's anime is so fucking long. For no reason. I can't say shit.
It is.
I mean, One Piece is at over like 1,100 right now. But I mean, Naruto is just fucking like... Right. There's so much filler for it.
What's yeah.
It's so much filler, bro. Like, I was watching Naruto Shippuden like for the first time like 4 years ago. And they were in an arc, and then they bounced to like an arc when they were kids. I'm just like, oh god damn it! And like, they go back to the arc. Like, their filler lasts so long. Like, the filler is like 30 episodes. So it's like fucking like almost a year. You're just like, come on. But yeah, that's nerds are cool, bro. Play Magic, play Pokemon, fucking get a fucking Goku tattoo. Say you're a One Piece fan. Fucking just, you know, have plushies. I don't know. Be a nerd, bro. You get laid.
Who would have thought that? That's what the future brought.
Right? Dude, back in high school, if you even mentioned you play Yu-Gi-Oh, you get your fucking ass kicked.
Right?
It's like, dude, bro, Dark Magician, who the fuck said Yu-Gi-Oh? It's like, oh, it was this guy. Kick his ass, bro. I remember whenever I used to be like really big in high school, I remember some guy was like, was talking about football guys, and I was like, because I didn't play football. I was like this randomly big guy that didn't play sports. I played trumps. Mm-hmm. We're like, he was like, yeah, dude, what do you do? I'm like, why I play Yu-Gi-Oh and shit? And he looked at me like, if you were like 25 pounds lighter, I would throw you in the trash. I'm like, bitch, do it. And then like now the same guy hit me up like, hey, bro, dude, you see how much Dark Magician's worth right now? I'm like, this motherfucker's a nerd now.
He was always a nerd, dude. He was closeted.
The two things that were closeted in high school, nerds and homosexuals. You couldn't be either, because if you did, you got your ass kicked. And if you're both, goddamn, bro, you were dying.
That's cool. Now you can go by a whole nother gender and still be cool.
Yeah, dude, that's so crazy. I wonder how it is going to school right now. Like, I wonder what it's like going to school in this thing. Because, like, in our age group, I mean, bullying was never a thing for, like, in my schools. I don't know about yours. I went to Cypher ISD. There was never a lot of bullying, and if there was, it got shut down real fast because people were actually like surprisingly like, really cool about like having each other's back. Dude. But I mean, like, dude, the movies portray bullying. It's like such an like fucking exponentially fucking like super bad.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, I went to school in Lamar, probably not the best school. Not gonna lie, but I mean, we all had one rule: you get bullied, you get punched in the fucking mouth.
True,
right? A bully changes his mind real quick when you fight back.
That's really true. Yeah, but yeah, it was yeah. Bullying in movies is such it's so portrayed. Wow. It's so crazy. Like fucking, I was watching.
Imagine kids fighting nowadays or like arguing. Right, there's so much ammo now because like you have people's Instagrams, Facebooks, or mom's OnlyFans.
I was gonna say that. It's like, I saw your mom's tits last night, motherfucker. I sold them for free. I paid for a monthly subscription, bro. Well,
I feel like that's the worst thing that can happen to a kid in middle school when he's arguing with his friends.
Dude, for real. Even now, like how porn's like so viable now because the internet's just such a big thing. Like,
fuck you, Kyle. Nah, bro, that shit's wild though. Like, I feel like that's the hardest thing to overcome nowadays. Is like if one of the homies finds out that your mom or your sister, or your aunt has OnlyFans, and they subscribe to it, like you're fucked. You can't say shit to them. You can't do anything. Because all they gotta do is at least my mom's not sucking dick for some cash. Like, at least before, you had to go to the streets to figure it out.
I mean, true. I think starting with the 90s, I feel like people could, like, find people. Like, internet porn was a thing in the 90s, so I'm pretty sure they had that. But, like, it was bad. The quality was bad, but yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and then back then, they wore masks. They had some shame about putting this shit on the internet.
I mean, they had to wear masks in 2022, so, I mean, that would have been a good year to start OnlyFans. That would have been the perfect time to start OnlyFans.
Everyone's at home. You would make a shitload of money.
I'm just imagining. I saw your mom's sucking dick for money. I'm like, dude, I actually want to go to a high school and see a fight and see how it goes. Like, I just want to see how it goes. I'm super curious now.
I am too, man. I am too. I'm going to say, your ass at Fortnite.
Oh, dude, bro. Do you remember back in the day, you could not do, you could not play Call of Duty the way we used to play it today.
Oh, nah.
Dude, bro, the shit talk back in the day was fucking on par.
Yep.
Nowadays, if you say the one super dumb word, you get kicked out of the lobby. Yeah. You get banned,
I know.
It's crazy.
So, shameless plug here, but me, my buddy Chino, and producer Alan, we stream on Thursdays. We have a little streaming channel. It's called Tactical Crouching. Where every time we kill someone on Overwatch, we all run up and start teabagging them. You know, tactical crouching. We're online every Thursday on Twitch. Go check us out.
Also, we're going to be start streaming again the Weekly D podcast and doing stuff like that too soon.
Hopefully.
We're trying to. We're working on it. But we're trying to do game nights. That's what we're trying to do for the Paper Mate Media Company. Yes, because we need to. More content equals more people. And yeah. Yeah.
That's equals money.
Which I don't have any of, so yeah.
That's the goal.
I'm just reminiscing about the parties that you would have in COD back when you were fucking 12 and 13.
Bro, shit, I remember LAN parties were the shit.
Ooh, yeah. Dude, GoldenEye, bro.
Yes.
Dude, GoldenEye was it was GoldenEye and Smash Bros in my friends group that if you had some shit to take care of, you put up those games and you just kicked each other's asses in it.
Right.
dude, speaking of Smash Bros, dude, Smash Bros is insane right now. Have you ever seen a pro Smash player?
I've never watched someone play Smash Bros.
Bro, dude, I watched
playing it, but that's one game I refuse to watch people play.
Bro, dude, it's insane. One of my friends is actually a semi-pro player, and he fucking he had a match where he was playing under the goddamn platform, upside down. Yeah, he was kicking people's ass, dude. I'm like, bro, you're too sweaty. He's like, go touch your ass, bro. And then it's funny because that same person started doing started Twitch streaming Smash Bros, and now he has a really big community on Twitch and shit like that because he started doing that. So I was like, goddamn. Bro, yeah, dude, this guy's a fucking monster. I thought I was good at playing Smash when I went to Lone Star. My first year at Lone Star, I met this guy. And I was like, I'm having fun. He comes in and kicks my ass in 30 seconds. I'm like, Smash Bros. Sucks now. Bye. I'm leaving.
Smash Bros. Is one of those games that I can't take losing on, dude. I've become such a poor loser when it comes to Smash Bros.
Dude, my kid brother's also, he does tournaments now too at Smash Bros. And I played with him the other day. Granted, I was also super drunk. But there's no handicap, so which is kind of bullshit, so I'm saying. But yeah, he kicked my ass in fucking 10 seconds. I was like, bro. got you. Pokemon, son, I got you.
Things I can't lose at is Smash Bros. And playing any game with my little brother. My little brother beats me on the game, go kick his ass.
Dude, me and Connor used to, we got to the point where we played Smash Bros. So much as kids, and we got, I would like, you know, like as the older brother, you would not tell him how to like actually play the game. He got to the
Yeah.
point where he figured everything. I'm like, fuck, he's
Yeah,
actually good at the video game. He's like, damn it. But, so there's a character on Smash Bros. That I would cheat with. It's called Ganondorf. It's from Zelda, and it's just he's just like a fucking insane range, and his power is incredible. As soon as Connor learned how to counter that when he was like 10, I was like, yeah, okay, I can't play you in Smash Bros. Anymore. It's like, why? You keep kicking my ass. I'm using a very cheap character to kick your ass, and you're kicking my ass instead. So I'm just like, no. But I was like, dude, Pokemon, bro, I got you in Pokemon. Don't worry about that shit. But I mean, yeah, dude, fucking. The one thing Connor will never beat me in is playing drums, watching porn, and playing Pokemon.
We're gonna have a jerk off Olympics.
I don't want that. I changed my answer. Take that from the record books. No, scratch that. Scratch that. Just playing Magic. Yeah, you'll never beat me in playing Magic, bro. That's what I gotta say. Yeah, that'd
Goddamn,
be weird.
Chris.
That'd be weird, dude. Imagine like if people did that. Oh, they do that. That's called Alabama.
Bro, people do that. Yeah, we're gonna go on fucking X videos. There's a whole thing called the
I know what you watch in the next videos, bro. What the fuck, Manny? Is
jerk-off
what you be falling asleep to in the shower, bro? Jesus
Olympics.
Christ. You're like, who can last longer, me in the shower or you? Let's find out. Fucking your wife fucking wakes up like 3 in the morning, you're still in the shower. Daddy's like, I didn't fall. It's your dick. You have your dick still in your hand. You're just like, GC, your phone's completely
Right.
dead. But yeah.
Fucking hot water stopped running, so it's just cold water at that
Bro, dude, that shit used to suck back in the day whenever people would take long showers and then like you would be like, oh,
point.
time to go for a shower, and like get there, it's fucking ice cold.
Cold ass
You feel your balls literally like go up to your chest. You're like, oh
water.
god. It's like, where did my nuts go? Oh, I found them. But yeah. But yeah, dude, poor Alan. Gotta give a shout out to Alan. Alan's out there dying.
Shout out to Alan, dude. He probably got like COVID 5.0 at this point.
Dude, we need to give him like that grandma's anti magic juju be gone serum. I don't know,
Right.
bro. He's got some he's got some bad juju, bro. I'm telling you, he's got
No,
that.
he has to have some bad juju. That dude's
Bro,
always sick.
he
Like
needs to
ever
find
since I met
tack.
him, he's always been sick. Like he used to miss at least one day a week of work, which I didn't understand how he was still employed at that point. Because every
Damn.
week he missed a day. But
Oh.
that's Island for you.
Bro, it needs to find tack, bro, to get that power of juju.
Right?
That was in the last episode that I didn't record because I'm an idiot. But yeah, we made a reference about that. I'm bringing it back.
We need you to be the teachee at this point.
Oh, at least that won't ever be there.
God damn it, dude. Our last episode was so fucking good. I can't believe we fucked it up. And by we, I mean you.
So technically, it's yeah,
You know
man.
what? I was gonna name this episode "Nerds Are Cool," but fuck you!
It's
Stop
pretty
all
nerdy, I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, the
this.
last episode was yeah, it was funny as fuck. We definitely yeah, we had a time, and yeah,
Yeah,
I
we had
forgot.
the rhythm, we had the sauce, we had a
We had the laughs.
lot of laughs.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I feel yeah.
Mistakes are definitely made.
I was trying to play the sounds and like look at me now. Now I'm fucking, you know, not the fucking producer and fucking.
Host, and that works now.
Yeah, see, look at that. Yeah, thank you,
Cinnamon
thank you,
Bitch.
thank you.
Cinnamon Bitch.
I think
Where's
I put a.
the
Oh, hold on, I think I have a fart sound in here
booze? We
somewhere.
add a boo on here?
Oh, we got this ready. We
Bruh.
had that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, don't bullshit me.
Don't do it. Come on.
Hey, let's not break this.
Yeah, if you use the soundboard on a Riverside too much in like a minute, it breaks for like the rest of the episode. I found out the hard way.
The next three episodes.
Yeah. Was it that long? Shit.
Honestly, Riverside's so fucking cool. Like, I'm glad we switched, but we've had some fucking learning curves on this shit.
Bro, I mean, I will say, I thought I totally it because I could have sworn like the last episode I was on with you guys, before the one that I fucked up, I was also producer, and
No,
it
I
fixed
think you
my
were
sound.
host.
Was I host too? Okay.
Or maybe you have to add your sound. I don't know. I don't know how that shit works, dude. I didn't read the manual. I'm not gonna lie.
Maybe we should just
all our work was how to be a host on this thing.
as we go, and the soundboard. And maybe we should read the manual or have someone read it for us. Alan, right? That's your job. Read the manual for us.
On that note, this was a great episode, Chris. Thank you for joining us.
Yes,
lots of fun. Thank you guys for listening. If you like what you heard, give us a thumbs up, a 5-star review. Go hit us up on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, pretty much any streaming platform. Go listen to us, watch us on Spotify and on YouTube, on iTunes as well. Go check out Honeysuckle. They provide us with these delicious gummies that get us feeling right every time. And remember, my name's Danny G. That's Mr. Bowen. This has been the Weekly D. If you like what you heard, again, give us a thumbs up, 5-star review. And if you can't get a daily, get a weekly. Peace.
Surprise, motherfucker.